Want to make sure from staff that we're good to go.
Yes, just
Brian,
start the recording.
Laura. Okay, great. Good afternoon. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission for July 27th, 2020. Please note the commission hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B, is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Landmarks Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you to all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. I'd now like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff with us today.
Hillary Adam.
Ben Nielsen.
Laura Duvall.
Great, thank you.
Brian Tierney.
Good, got you too, Brian. The members of the commission here today are, and maybe I'll just go ahead and call your names out as I see them, and because we don't have the same order. So I'll start with Commissioner Maya Foti, Commissioner Matthew Roman, let's see, Commissioner Derek Spears, looking for Commissioner Andrew Smith, and I believe that's all for today. I'm Commissioner Kristen Miner. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction in historic districts or remodeling of historic structures. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare a conflict on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. On our agenda today, we are starting, as always, with a few brief items of interest, and then we have both a couple of type 3 procedures, as well as a design advice request. So I will go ahead and start with items of interest. And Hillary, do we have anything today that we should talk about?
The only thing that we were going to talk about was the state rule changes related to National Register listing. And we were going to have Brandon come back, but I don't see him here. So, and I didn't get a chance to check in with him over the last week or today. So I don't know if you want to discuss what you read. To see if the commission wants to funnel comments through staff to the Office of Government Relations so that they can do their work down in Salem.
Okay. Well, I can't say that I'm really prepared to talk about it. I skimmed it, and I feel like I need to spend a little more time on it. I know that we have until approximately, I can't remember exactly when, but I want to say August something, maybe 10th. So I hope that means we have a meeting before
14th.
The 14th. Are you saying that's our next meeting? No.
No, sorry. That's when they'll accept public comments until.
Okay. So we could still pull together something as a commission, you know, if we can, if we can make time to read it at least individually, I don't think it's terribly long or involved, but it would be good to have something as a commission. If we really can't do it and get together, I will go ahead and testify just as a, you know, as a citizen, as a person and a professional, I guess, without, you know, without the weight of the commission behind me. But I would love to, you know, be able to comment as a commission as well. Okay, that's it for that then.
I would just say, this is Commissioner Foti. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
For that, you know, I took a quick review. Some of the changes are so focused. I mean, it seems like it would take a long time for the layperson to kind of understand. So I'm wondering if somebody, you know, you're more in that world. I don't know if it would be helpful to sort of call out a few key points. Otherwise, it's almost so overwhelming, I just ignore it. So I don't know if that would be helpful.
We could have a subcommittee of one or two commissioners to just pull some comments together and report back on the 10th.
That's a great idea. I'm up for that. If anyone's willing to work with me on this.
I mean, unless anybody else wants to help, I'd be happy to help. It was just overwhelming to take on, you know.
I totally agree.
So, but if anybody else wants to fight me for it. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate that, Maya, and you and I can talk offline.
Sure.
And you can talk to Brandon too.
Okay. Very good. The next item of on the agenda then is let's see. We've got a type 3 procedure.